It's 5 minutes to seven now, the business news. Here's Andrew McRae. Hi.
Kia ora tātou. Coming up in the programme, the renewable gas industry prepares itself for change, red tape making it harder for small firms, and the latest from the financial markets. A fledgling Taranaki company working to blend hydrogen into existing gas pipelines says the renewable gas industry is booming. The operations manager from H2X in New Plymouth, Tom Wiseman, says its units will use electricity to combine hydrogen with natural gas at industrial and commercial sites. This will reduce greenhouse gas emissions by up to 25%. Mr. Wiseman says other companies are developing their renewable interests, with New Plymouth's First Gas to begin a hydrogen trial at Waverley, while in Reparoa, unwanted food scraps from cities can be turned into methane.
We started to look at how we could pivot our other business, Total Instrument Services, after the oil and gas ban. And we've kind of latched onto a couple of different technologies from around the world that are a bit different to how things have been done over the last kind of 50 years in hydrogen. And then we're looking to make them fit as best as possible with the new green options that come with biogas.
Tom Wiseman says his company's future strategy also depends on the government's gas transition plan to be published late next year. Red tape is stifling small firms, as large corporates call on them to also report back on carbon emissions for the goods and services they provide. Advisory firm Baker Tilly Staples Rodway says the carbon footprint reporting for SMEs is becoming more widespread as corporates strive to meet their own reporting obligations. Tax expert Dorian Crichton says firms are facing a trifecta of challenges in the year ahead and the red tape's catching up. In addition, he says rising interest rates, supplier price hikes and staff shortages are leading to an increasingly gloomy outlook for SMEs.
It's larger corporate who have to report their carbon footprint, and so what they're doing is pushing down to the people that supply them, and they're asking them to supply this information. So you end up with a small business owner who, let's face it, has enough red tape around a lot of other things, now go, well, you know, ringing me and saying, well, how do I report my carbon footprint?
Dorian Crichton says business owners should seek advice to resolve any outstanding tax, health and safety or environmental questions or concerns. Turning to the markets, the main US indexes are all down. The Dow Jones 0.3% to 33,639, the S&P 500 0.5% to 3,942, and the NASDAQ 1.2% to 11,004. The NZX Top 50 opens this morning up by 60 points to 11,440, and the ASX is down 12 points to 7,139. Looking at the dollar, trading at 60.95 US cents, 92.4 Australian, 51 pence, 0.59 euro, 86.6 Japanese yen, and 4.36 Chinese yuan. Brent crude oil down slightly to 86.63 US dollars a barrel. And gold, $1,752 US dollars an ounce. And another business, the embattled cryptocurrency firm FTX, owes almost 5 billion New Zealand dollars to its main creditors. The figure was revealed in court in the US ahead of a hearing before a US bankruptcy judge. It shows FTX owes more than 3 billion US dollars to its 50 largest creditors. The collapse of the firm, the world's second largest crypto exchange, is shaking confidence in the already troubled cryptocurrency market. And bed and breakfast operators are concerned that increased regulation covering short-term accommodation could hurt their business. The Bed and Breakfast Association, which represents and promotes home-hosted bed and breakfasts throughout the country, such as homestays, says association members shouldn't be lumped in with Airbnb operators. And that is business for now. We'll be back with an update on the markets coming up at around about 8:30 this morning.